I know he'll never.
I know.
Well, cause he's never letting me
down.
Cause he's just a jewel.
He's just a
that you know that
I have found.
Oh, now thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah,
we sing
and the love.
Well, now thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good
yes,
God.
I love to praise
and well, I'm going to sing. Hallelujah.
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 I love. Cause you know that
I love
to in the morning. I love in the evening.
I love
to praise his holy name. Because he's my rock.
Yeah.
He's my rock.
Oh, 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 oh,
my rock,
my sword and shield.
And he's the wheel.
He's the
wheel in the middle
of a wheel.
Oh, and I know he'll never.
I know.
Well,
yes, he'll never let me down.
Cause he's just a jewel.
He's just a
that you know that
I have found.
Oh, now thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, I love to praise
his
name.
Oh, now thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God.
I love.
And well, I'm going to sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're singing because I love. Cause you know that
I love,
yes. In the morning
I love.
In the evening
I love
to praise his holy name.
Yeah. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to see everybody. You sound like you happy to be here this morning. God is good, and we thank him for blessing us to be in his presence this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you're visiting with us, you are truly our honored guest this morning. I also would acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. It's just good to be with the saints this morning. We've been getting a lot of rain this week, but that's all right. We need rain every now and then. And we're just happy to be here on the first day of the week to worship our great God in heaven. Thank God. If you're tuning in by way of television, by way of live stream, we know you're not here physically, but I hope you can feel us this morning. And I hope that you can get in a place where you are able to come and be with us in body. If you're in the hospital, if you're sick at home, we're praying for you. If you're visiting, if you're just a guest who's tuning in, thank you for tuning in. If we can say something that may touch your heart, if you need prayer, if you need to talk to someone, if you call the number on your screen, we'd be more than happy to minister to you even at this time. I'm in lesson number two of a series I started a couple of weeks ago entitled Family Really Matters. Family really matters. Brother Gibbs was here on last Sunday from the Greenville Avenue Church of Christ, and I'm hoping to finish this lesson series on next Sunday. The Lord says the same. Next Sunday we have one combined worship service here at 10 o'clock. Don't forget that. If you come early, you can just stay where you are. Amen. It's 9 o'clock Bible class, 10 o'clock worship service, and it'll be a packed house, so you get here early so you can get a good seat. But we decided to do this lesson series. I think it's obvious you should know why, because it seems like the devil is attacking our families. And the devil is smart, and he knows the family is the core of society. Family was instituted by God even before the church was instituted. When Adam and Eve were on this earth, and the devil went to work, and he's been working ever since, and not just in the world but in the church. And so we want to emphasize, we know that we have different makeups of families here, but all of us come from family. Amen. Even if you're a single parent this morning, or if you're single right now, all of us come from a male and a female. Amen. And that was and is God's design. And I know that we could spend a whole year talking about the family, but we focused last couple of weeks ago on David. We used the example of David being a passive father, and I hope that we all realize as parents in our homes, we cannot afford to be passive. To afford to let everything happen and not address things that go on in our families. Of course, some of us, these types of lessons, they are hurting because we know that there's pain in our families and we know that there's dysfunction in our families. But you're in the right place this morning, because even throughout all the scriptures, there were dysfunctional families. Amen. But God still has a purpose for us. It's still God's design. I want to dive in with Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua 24, verse 15. Because, see, families is where the environment of families, where we develop our values. Amen. Whether we develop habits in our families. At the culmination of all things, it's God's desire. Ultimately, the ultimate desire is that all of us be in his family. That's his design. Everything leads to one day we all be in one family together with God. Amen. And while we're on this earth, Lord have mercy. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us with our families. Help us with our families. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And this is, of course, Joshua, whom Moses passed the baton to. He's the physical leader of Israel. He is the political leader of Israel. And dealing with governments, and he is the spiritual leader of Israel. And here at the end of his journey, he's an old man now. And he has all of the people together. And he gives this dissertation, this speech to all the people at their hearing, that they could hear it. And he says, if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, if you don't feel like it's right, or that you don't feel like you want to serve the Lord, he says, choose. Everybody say choose. This is what we want every. This is what God wants us to do. God, he don't make us do anything. We're not robots. God could have made us where he made us do everything that he wanted us to do. He created us different from all of the animals on earth. The animals have a nature that they can't get away from. It's innate in them. A lion is going to be a lion. I don't care if you pet him. I don't care if you feed him. I don't care if you say, I love you to that lion. If you turn your back on him, he's going to eat you up. It's in his nature. But we are created in God's image, after God's likeness, with the ability to reason, with the ability to make our own decisions, with the ability to choose to love and to choose to hate, ability to obey or disobey. He gave that to the angels. The angels, God didn't make the angels serve him. And he says, Joshua says to the people, he says, it's time for you to choose. He says, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods with a small g of the Amorites in whose land you are living. Then he goes on to say, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can I put a challenge to you today? I want to put a challenge to every, I'm not talking about just married folks. I'm talking about every family, every person. Make a choice. Choose. If you haven't already choose. Notice what he says, choose who you will serve. See, and Joshua at this time, Joshua, they had fought all kind of battles. God had helped them defeat all of the enemies of the land. God had given them rest. He showed them over and over again. And you still had some hard-headed folks who didn't want to serve God. As is evidence in all of us, some, and I know maybe I'm preaching to the choir this morning, but you know what? If we're here, we ought to be old enough to know that God is in charge. You know, people try liquor, you try women, you try materialism, you try education, everything, seeking joy and all of this stuff. And come you found out that it is, in the end, it is empty. It can't give you what you really want. And I want to speak specifically to the leaders of the families. And I say leaders because I know our families are made up of, you know, the leaders of the families are made up. If you're a single mother, if you're a single father, if you are a father and a mother, it's time to choose the path of your family. And it has to be a conscious choice of the type of lifestyle, the type of road you want your family to go down. And the leaders need to make the choice. Yeah, see, you need to make the choice. And I know many here have already made the choice. Notice this, the children don't make this choice. Now, the ones that's in your charge, and Joshua is the leader. And Joshua says, look, it's time, look, the whole flock, all of the flock, he said, I know, I hear what's going on. I see some of you leaning to all of these deities. I made a list of all of them. He says, the gods are your father. Now, you know, God, he says the gods are your father. God had brought Israel out of Egyptian bondage. They crossed over on the Red Sea. They had a cloud over by when they was walking from the Egyptian bondage. They had a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day blocking out the sun, and they had a pillar of fire by night to give them light and give them warmth. They saw this with their own sight, and they still wanted to serve all of these other gods. You had the Ashtaroth, or the Astarte. It was a wood god, a beam that they put up all over the place. You had Baal. It was the god of fertility, they would say. You had Baal, who was the son of the storm god. You had Chemosh, the Moabites, he would subdue the Moabites. You had Dagon, that was the Philistine god. It was the fish god, the water god. You had Egyptians. The Egyptians had 40, 50 different gods. They had the golden calf. You had Merodach, who was the Babylonian god. You had Milcon, who was the Ammonites. They had all kind of things that they put up as their small G-O-D gods. And some of them, I don't even know how they made up these things. What they would do is look and see a calf. Now, why would you make a god of a calf? What is a calf going to do for you? But these people wanted to see something. They were so materialistic. And you know what? We might not be worshiping calves, but we worshiping cars. You know, they got some nice cars out here. And you see a car, and you know, I got that. See, anything that replaces our, anything that gives us a better feeling than God does, we're replacing God with that thing. And so, some of our young people, they know every style that comes out. They can call them by name. They know what the websites they are on. They know, but they don't know the books. They don't know the first four books of the Bible. And Joshua say, it's time to choose. We need to choose who we're getting. And I hope the leaders, you understand the power that's in your daddies, mothers, leaders. Do you understand the power that's in your hands? Do you understand? Did you not know that Noah in the Old Testament, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, I believe it's verse 8, that Noah found favor with God because he was a just, righteous. Noah did. Did you not know it? Noah, because he was faithful, he saved his whole family. You know what? If some of us make it to heaven, it's going to be, many of us, it's going to be because we had a leader that led us to heaven. You know, if we had to do it on our own, we probably wouldn't do it. I can testify. I can tell you, know, many of you know my dad, who was one of the elders here for 30 plus years. But listen, my dad, I give my dad a whole lot of credit because he was a good daddy. But you know what? I'm gonna first give it to my mama. Because before my daddy was even got baptized, my mother used to pack us all in the car, five of us. And my mother brought us to church. No, we didn't have a choice. Sometimes we wanted to stay home with daddy. Mama, I don't want to stay with daddy. No, you go on with me. And she was emphatic. Listen, if someone under our charge, they don't make the choice. The leaders in the homes, did you not know that Lot in the Old Testament, Lot in Genesis chapter 19, pull up that verse. I want to show you something. Lot, some of you know the story that Abraham was Lot was Abraham's nephew. And Lot chose this land of milk, and he thought it was green pastures. And it was called, it was Sodom and Gomorrah. Some of you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. It got so evil in Sodom that God says, I'm going to destroy them. And he let Abraham know, Abraham, I'm going to destroy it. It's so bad over there. And Abraham said, Lord, don't destroy everybody. My nephew's over there. And he got down to, he said, look, if you find 50, I won't destroy them. He went down to 40, to 30, to 20. He says, you find 10, I won't. They couldn't find 10 righteous folk in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God says, I'm going. And he sent the angels down there. And Abraham knew Lot was down there. Do you not know that Lot was the only righteous man in that whole city? And listen to this in the Bible in Genesis chapter 19, verse 12. Then the two men said to Lot, these are the angels that God sent. God is getting ready to destroy the city. Whom else is here? He says, my son-in-law and your sons and your daughters, they are there. That's Lot's family. And listen to what the Bible says. And whoever you have in the city, bring them out of this place. For we are about to destroy this place because their outcry has become so great before the Lord that the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Lot went out. He spoke. Notice this. He spoke to his sons-in-law who were to marry his daughters and said, up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he appeared to his sons-in-law to be just. The son-in-law said, oh, Lot, you crazy. He was trying to help. He was trying to save his family. The angels warned him. Listen to the Bible. It says, when morning dawned, the Lord would destroy the city. Verse 15. But when morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he hesitated. So the men seized him by the hand and his wife and in the hands of his daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was on him. And they brought him out and put him out of the city. Guess what? Lot was able to save his two daughters, and he thought he was going to save his wife. But his wife ended up looking behind her, looking back when he told him not to look back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. Now, this is, he had sons, and he had sons-in-law. Guess what? They didn't listen to daddy. They didn't listen to Lot, and they were destroyed in the city. What are you saying, Brother Gary? You know, some of you can, I'm in the right place. You can relate to this. Because, see, I remember when I was a boy. I remember my mom and my dad. I remember coming to Bible class. I remember coming to worship service. And I'm telling you, you know what? After I was about 11, 12, if mama them didn't get up, if daddy them didn't get up, I wouldn't have came. Listen, there were a lot of times, especially, you know, especially you get, we have some 13, 14 years old. I was baptized then. I hope I would have came. But I didn't have a choice. You know what? I'm so thankful of right now today. I'm thankful right now that I didn't have a choice. I'm thankful that I didn't have to fight that one by myself. What are you saying, Brother Gary? I'm talking about the families. Listen, I know, Brother Gary, these children, they just wear you down. These children, they just act like they don't want to do nothing. Don't pay them no mind. Listen. Yeah. And you know, some of us, we too soft. Joshua said, you know what? Choose. Now, he's talking to grown folk. You need to choose. I'm sick of hearing you talk. You want to serve those other gods who can do absolutely nothing? What are gods? Listen, what gods we serve? And the key is serve. See, that's why we listen to our kids. They'll say things like, you know, Bible class was boring. That teacher, he couldn't teach. I've heard it. When I was little, I used to say, my mom used to ask me sometimes, what did the teacher teach about? I said, he was kind of boring, mama. And she said, and you know what she said? She said, that's all right. What'd you learn? You know, she wouldn't see. Some of us, he was boring. You don't have to go. No, you still going. Amen, somebody. Because we know if you're not in boring Bible class, what you doing? You on that computer, on that pad, looking at stuff you don't need to be looking at? Amen, somebody. You don't make this choice. This is the best environment for you to grow up in the Lord. And see, the key to our faithful, notice this. He says, choose who you will serve. See the key to Brother Roger Mayer, you in it? Raise your hand. Brother Roger Mayer is like, stand up for just a second, Brother Roger. Brother Roger is our youth minister. Him and his wife, they labor diligently. And he's a wonderful youth minister. Our youth go to visit the sick, and they have all kinds of activity. If I have a son, if my daughter is here at the Lord's church, and Brother Roger, on the third, what Sunday y'all visit the sick? The fourth? Second Sunday, and the youth go visit the sick. And my son, I'm a member at this church. My son tell me, well, babe, Dad, I don't want to go. I want to go home. You don't have a choice. Yeah. Amen, somebody. Yeah, all the kids don't get along. Is your kid in school? You don't get along with everybody at school. Listen, Brother Raj is with them. He going to take care of you. He going to make sure things are right. We need to stop allowing our children to run these homes. Amen. So now, listen. I'm not. I know I've been young before, yeah, and we need to challenge Brother Rideau. We're having our meet the teacher today. Is that right today, Brother Rideau? Our students are meeting their teachers. Some of us, our children haven't been to Bible classes. I'm not fussing. I know we got life is going on, but I just got to ask you a question. What are they doing? Where are they learning? What's in their heads? Where are they getting it from? And they need to be in Bible class as much as they can. You need to get as much as God in them as possible while they are young. Amen, somebody. And I, when I was a young person, I used to, with the youth minister, Brother George Williams, before that time, Brother John Timothy, I went to youth devotions, I went to Bible classes, and my mother and them made sure I was on that van. And I'm not saying that that's going to perfect you, but I'm saying as leaders in our homes, we need to lead, not lead in love. I know it's a different world, and you know, I know, but I said, and those of you parents, those of you moms, those of you dads, and you got young, you'd start early. So you need to start early, because it's hard to get them when they're 15 and you haven't been making them do nothing, and you start telling them what to do, and they buck and rebel. It gets difficult. I understand. But I'm just saying, what's the alternative? You know, what else are they doing? And the leaders, they're in your hands. And I'm telling you, I said, Lord, you know, the way I handle myself, notice, a lot, his daughters were saved because of it. Noah's home, the 8 souls were saved because of his faithfulness. You know, I believe that I'm a faithful Christian today because my parents were faithful. Notice this. And they serve. See, I know some of you will get. See, it's not just coming to church. See, then Sunday morning, today is the day that we just show gratitude to God. We worshiping God. We singing songs. That's why some people don't sing. They ain't got nothing to sing about. Amen, somebody. You know, when your heart is happy, when you've gone out, see, the key to serving in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says, when you've done it to one of the least, have done what? When you visit the sick. See, some of us, we want folk to visit us when we get sick. But have you ever just visited somebody? I'm not talking about your kinfolk. I'm not talking about your mom and your daddy. You need to visit them. But just have your children ever, you know, I was thinking about Thanksgiving is coming up. You know, we eat like we got wild pigs, hogs. We got all this food for. And thank God we are serving church, and we give turkeys away. I don't know. I think we ought to do something a little different. I don't know. We're gonna talk about it. But you know, that's like, you know, Christmas. We don't celebrate Christmas as Jesus' birthday. But you, that's like the world now has made Christmas. Even the world, they so-called celebrated as Jesus' birthday. But it ain't nothing about Jesus. It's all about us. Some of us paying bills right now. And you're already thinking about what you're going to get coming. Because Joshua said, serving is the key to your zeal for God. When you are visiting someone, when you are helping the needy, when you are visiting someone that's in prison, when you are feeding somebody, it gives you a joy to do that, because you're not just coming to church, you are serving the Lord. And see, the key to us having strong families is us as families, as children, serve God. Jesus Christ said, I came not to be served, but to serve. And Joshua says, he says, choose you. Because see, these gods that they had, you know what they would do? They'd bring gifts, lay them down at the altars to a calf who don't even know what it is. Bringing expensive items and laying them down to a calf. And back then in the Old Testament, God was asking for tithes, and they was cheating God out of the tithes. And so our key to us having strong families, Joshua understood it back then, is to learn how to serve, because we have a lot of influence. I would hope to think, we don't want to lose nobody. Yeah, we don't want to lose nobody. I know my daughters, when I was coming, you know, my wife and I, sometimes we were tired and we work all night. You're thinking about, well, should I, we coming to church, or we coming to Bible class? Because if you're not living it, they're not going to live it. You know that, don't you? We all know that. We want it. We want spiritual families, and we want kids. See, if you don't pray before you eat, they're not going to pray. Amen, somebody? Yeah. If you cursing every other, and then say, I forgot. Yeah. They're going to do the same thing. Yeah, yeah. And Joshua said, choose. He said, choose. And I hope, boy, that'd be a beautiful thing, because the sad part is some folk going to be lost because of mama, because of daddy not serving God. Yeah, some folk going to be lost. And everybody's not a leader. But that's like some of us are here right now because somebody encouraged you. Somebody brought you. Some of us have that power of leadership. You're here right now. And Noah's children were saved. Now, I don't know how faithful they were, but they listened to their daddy. We could keep our kids out of a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of issues, if they would just listen. They listen to us. Yeah. Families really matter. Choose the path for your family. Make the investment. See, an investment. Investment. See, when you make an investment, you don't see normally immediate returns. And in a world now where there is so much, people want instant gratification. We wanna be happy right now. We want to be fulfilled right now. Listen to Genesis chapter 29. Genesis chapter 29 and verse number 18. Genesis 29, 18. The Bible says, now Jacob loved Rachel. So he said, I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. Boy, that's powerful there. Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. That seemed to him but a few days because of his love for her. You know, strong families require a huge investment. They do. They require a huge investment. And you notice this is, I'm focusing on not the children per se, especially today, but sometimes we are reluctant, and we the greatest investment that we can give to our family, one of the greatest investments is time. Yeah, and there's no substitute for it. There is no, you know, you just can't, you can have all the money in the world, and you say, listen, I'm going to pay you to take my children to Disney World. Amen, somebody. Your children don't want to go to Disney World with somebody else they don't know. And so I was thinking, Rachel, Jacob, listen. He loved that woman so much that he said, I'll serve you for 7 years. And he served 7 years. How many of you in here right now that's of age and you love somebody, you got somebody. How many of you, is that me or somebody? How many of you would serve, would say, if I fell in love with somebody and the daddy said, yeah, you can marry if you work for me for 7 years. How many of you worked those 7 years? Come on, stand up, let me talk to you. Now, you laughing. But I'm telling you, when you love somebody, like, you know, of course, this is KB right here. And I love that woman. I do. I love my wife. I know some of you asking, how much, Brother Gary? If her daddy would have said, all right, yeah, you love my daughter. And at that time, her daddy was he owned a funeral home. He owned a funeral home. And if he would have told me, you want to date my daughter, huh? Well, you're going to have to work for me for 7 years. Then I'll give you my blessing, and I'll give you my hand. If he would have told me that, well... You know I got to say the right thing right now. But let me tell you something. Let me tell what I believe the truth is. Let me tell you what I believe the truth. See, at that time, I had my heart broke a couple of times. And I remember right before I met KB, I said, you know what? I'm through dating women right now. So I'm not dating nobody. I was getting ready to go to college. I was getting ready to have a football scholarship. And I said, you know what, I ain't thinking about no woman right now. And then I met KB. I mean, almost right after I said that, I met her. And I said, She a little different. She a little different. and, And this is what got me. Is KB, she bought, some of you heard this story before. She bought me a card. It was, I remember the card because it had a black person on the front of it. And I had never seen a card with a black person. I've been to Hallmark, Hallmark, you can't find a card with a black person. Not me, maybe you can, but I hadn't seen one. I don't even know if they had Hallmark back then. They probably did. But she bought me a card, and she wrote this little note on this card. And I read that note, and that was the first time anybody had ever expressed that kind of love for me. And I'm like, okay. And so she changed my mind. And I said, you know what? I'm going to hold on to her. And so if her daddy would have said to me, I'll give you my hand if you work for me for 7 years. I think I would have done it. Now I'm glad he didn't. What are you saying, Brother Gary? Can I ask a question? How much do you love your family? How much do you love your kids? How many of us want to see our kids go to jail? How many of us want to be in a divorce? One thing that I think all of us know. See, Jacob made the investment. No, the investment was time. You can't substitute that. I know you're in the hustle. We all been guilty, especially us men. We trying to make a dollar, bro. Yeah, no, I got to make that money. But then there are a lot of us in here right now. We're at an age right now that we really understand. We've gotten to the point now, you know what, money ain't everything. And I know we say that, but it's not. See, I remember, let me tell you a couple of things I remember. These are things that kids remember. And I'm grown now, but this is what I remember. The times in our house, this is what I remember. I remember the meal times. You're at the table, you know. Do we still eat at the table? I'm just asking. I know it's a different world. I know, yeah, but Gary, it's a different world. It's a different world, but it ain't that different. See, I remember the times at the table, we all sitting at the table. These are the questions. How was your day? Do we still ask our kids? Kids, they're away from us 10 hours, 12 hours. They come home. Do we ask our kids, how was your day? How was your day? What happened at school today? And then, you know, and when you're at the table, it was five of us. Something's going to be wrong with one of them at the table. Somebody either going to be sucking or sniffling or crying. And mama always said, what's wrong with you, Anthony? Oh, did I say? I ain't mean to say it. Y'all don't leave my... Pray for my brother, too. He's not here today. He may be watching my live stream. Yeah, I'm talking about you, brother. I remember the meal time. This is what kids remember. See, you know what else I remember? I remember the road trips. I remember when we would go to the country out of town. I remember my daddy had an electric 225. Anybody know what electric 225 is? These kids don't know what that is. That's a hog, that one. Boy, we hugged that road. Deuce and a quarter. That's what it was called. We riding in electric. Now we had a Chevrolet too. Now we started a Chevrolet, went to the electric 225. We thought we was high on the hog with that left two. But we were in the car, five of us, four boys in the back seat. And boy, we had it going on in that back seat. But we'd be crunched together. Don't touch me. Get off me. Stop leaning on me. Mama say, boy, if you don't shut up. And every now and then my dad would say, all right, I'm going to slap one of you. Woo, Lord have mercy. And then we would ride from Houston. We were going to East Texas, going to Jefferson, Marshall, Smithland, Texas. And we would get to Henderson. And Henderson had a curve, a circle, had that circle. And we would be in the back seat. I wonder if he's going to stop. Because we wanted to get some ice cream at Dairy Queen. But girl, you remember all this like it was yesterday. And we would be riding in the back seat. And my brothers, you know, my older brother, they would say, you ask him. I ain't asking. You ask it. And I'm the youngest boy. Say, Gary, you ask him. They'll say yeah to you. And we doing all this talking in the back seat like they don't even hear us. And then my sister Gigi would sit in the front seat and we would poke her. And we were in the back seat and we would say. And Gigi, my daddy couldn't turn her down. And Gigi said, Daddy, can we stop at Dairy Queen? And you know what Brother Benson Smith would do? No, he wouldn't say nothing. He never said nothing. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. But when we got close to the Dairy Queen, we'd be. And Daddy, when he pulled in that Dairy Queen, we said. He pulled in the Dairy Queen. All the times we had at the Dairy Queen with Daddy and Mama in the car together. I'm just, see, make the investment. My daddy worked hard. He worked hard. He wasn't with us all. Don't blow this out of proportion. I'm not saying for you to be, because you know, the Bible says if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. No, you don't need to sit at home all your boogie. I'm quitting my job. No, don't quit it. Stay on your job. But there is no substitute for quality time spent. Now, I'm focusing on the kids. And this is not a marriage seminar. If we were in a marriage seminar, I would say something different. Because, see, some of us, one reason why our families are falling apart, because we're not focusing on each other enough. But it costs. If I had all of the families to stand in here right now, who have a measure of stability in the family, there's no such thing as nirvana and perfection, but it costs. See, you make the investment now, and the rewards, the windfall is received at a later date. See, it's in family where we experience our greatest joys. See, because when you invest in your loved ones, when you invest in your family, you're going to get some joy. See, listen, it's where the celebrations, it's where the anniversaries and the birthdays, it's where the joy, it's where the graduations, when you got people rejoicing with you because you've made the investment. And some folks, something we said we just miserable because somebody didn't make that investment. And people are aching. Families are falling apart. Yeah, see, it costs. It costs you. And sometimes when you're tired, it costs. It costs to open your mouth. It costs to sit down and pray with you. What are the times you? It costs to have a devotion. You can't watch all of the game. You can't be so selfish all the time and thinking about me, myself, and I. It costs to sit down and do homework with the children. But the investment is worth the cost. Yeah, it's worth the cost. We need a balance. We need a balance. And Joshua, he says, for me, and this is at his old age, he says, for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. We're going to do it God's way. I just hope that everybody in here today would make the choice to make your foundation for your family to serve God. Because when you serve God, everything falls in place. That's the key to it. Everything falls in place. God gonna work out. He gonna fix some things because you are serving Him. See, listen, and serve together. Serve with one another. So there is a zeal when you come to the Lord. There is an excitement even when you come to worship, when you're serving God, because you know it's not just about me, us. Yeah. I could say more. I had a couple more points, but I don't have time to finish them today. We need to pray for each other. Yeah, we need to pray for each other. Yeah. I'm thinking about our seasoned families in here right now. Families who've grown older together now. And we need more examples for our young families to see. If I don't take care of Sister KB right now, she's not going to take care. We keep living, I get older. Sometimes you visit people and you know, we don't judge and we'll help people. You see people when they get older, they by themselves. And I'm not saying it's a punishment, but I don't know about you, but I don't want to be by myself. Amen. I don't want to be by myself. I see how some of you take care of your older brother. I don't know if brother, sister Brown in here, Jack and Betty Brown. Jack got sick. Betty there for him. Betty got sick. Jack half of them. Now they taking care of each other. So, KB, you see that? You hear that? Yeah. Sister Hightower, right here. Her husband's not here probably just because he couldn't be here today. She come down here holding her husband's. Holding a husband's hand. Oh, Lord, KB, you see that? I tell you, you keep being mean to your family. You know, some sisters, they'll smile, and you keep being mean. Some sisters don't do nothing right now. Listen. Let me stop. God is good. You're here today, you're not a Christian, you need to be. You come by faith, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you're willing to repent of your sins, confess Christ, be baptized, then you become a part of God. So that's what I'm going to talk about next week, that church family really matters. You're here today, you want to be a part of that family. Not no guarantees it's going to be a not dysfunctional, but it's God's family. Amen. It's the best family you can be a part of. If you're here today and you need prayer, you can come right now as we stand and sing.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Oh, I know how I'll humble myself in the sight of the Lord.